5, X-ray Lima, Victor Echo 5, Mike Charlie Mobile. You're sounding readability 5, over. I gave him the Tom's note. I just sent him a text. I says, your battery must be dead. So I gave him a battery eliminator that he can slap on his one of his fives there, and he's not using it. Over.
V5, Mike Charlie. Five, Mike Charlie, V85, Tango, Mike.
All right. Glad I woke you up there. RJM came back to you and called you a few times, and you weren't there. And then X-ray Lima now, and he's just getting out of range, but he sounds like he's coming to Moose Jaw. So, anyway, how you doing today? Over.
Yeah, what was happening, I was, I figured, oh, this new radio, the UV-17, was working. I was picking up voices and so on, so I figured it was good, but I went back to my old Bofang. I wasn't hearing the other half of the conversation. I was hearing some people, but not other people. Like just now, I couldn't hear 5XL, or I couldn't hear him. I don't know if I could hear Randy now, but I'm only picking up part of the conversation. Over.
That seems very strange, but they're all programmed the same. They should all work good. But, anyway, what I need you to do is make a list for me of all the frequencies, because I got like 5 or 6 of them in there right now. Eh? Get all your handhelds out and see what all's programmed in there. And even if you can't remember what it is, at least give me the frequency. I can look it up, and I'll put them all in all the handhelds, and we'll all be done. Over.
Yeah, but then we got to get them all working. I don't know. There was probably a little bit of finger problems on my part, or both of us, they got to be gone through again or something. I don't know. So when you get a chance, give me a shout. This one seems to be working, except I wasn't picking up 5XL. I don't know whether I'd pick up Randy or not. Anyway, that's that. So when we get a chance, we can get together again. I went out, got a few groceries. I had to have a key cut for my truck, just an entry key, because I'd stuck my ignition key in my pocket when I was getting out of the truck, and it's a very shallow pocket, and the key dropped out on the floor of the truck, and of course I locked the truck and couldn't get in, so I had to pay $75 to get into it this morning. So I went right down to Canadian Tire and had a key cut. Back to you.
Well, if you get a list made for me and I can program everything up, and then it all should work there, Tom. And outside of that, it's just a waste of time. Because, you know, you're just going to want to get another radio program properly then, too. So might as well get it all done, and then it'll all work. So. One stone there. that's a bummer about the key there. Is your ignition key the same as your door key, or?
No, just had it's got one of those fancy keys. It's got to be, it's got to communicate with the system, I guess. So I just got a door key cut, so which will work if I've locked the ignition key inside the truck. I don't want to leave the truck unlocked out in the parking lot with all the homeless people and stuff running around. Anyway, so that's the story back to you.
Very good. Well, that's kind of a good idea. If somebody breaks into your truck, they can't steal your truck. You've got to have a different key yet and the right one, like you say. So, well, is XL coming to Moose Jaw to visit you, or is he just coming to Moose Jaw anyway? Over.
Honest, I didn't know he was coming to Moose Jaw, but now that I know, I'll monitor the radio and be able to communicate with them. Okay, I'll let you go there, Murray. You got a chance, come on over for a coffee before work. Otherwise, we'll talk to you later. V5 Mike Charlie, VA5 Tango Mike.
Sitting here mobile waiting for mother, and she said, well, I'm not going to be very long in the bank, I don't think, you know. And I thought, well, then that means he's only going to be a half an hour. If she's going to be a while, she's going to be even longer. I don't know what she does in there, but it's crazy. She's got a separate account for every stupid thing. I got a savings account and a checking account, and that's it, you know. So don't complicate it, for God's sakes. But anyway, that's the deal. Well, yeah, what's XL's going to have to get in range where he can hear you on your handheld there, so that's the ticket with that. Might hear the node around the city better, but we still got to hear you, so. Anyway, I'll say 73 then now, and hopefully you guys run across each other. We're going to be running around here yet this morning, and before you know it, it'll be lunch. So have a good day there, Tom, V5 Mike Charlie Mobile.
VA5 Tango Mike, off and monitoring.
Randy, I'll call again, see if you can hear him.
Roger. V5RJM, VA5 Tango Mike, you copy?
VA5 Tango Mike, V5RJM. Yeah, you caught me filling my face here. Hi, hi. Back to you.
Roger. Yeah, I was using a different radio, and I thought it was working, but it was only half working. So we'll get that straightened out. I went back to my old standby. Just wanted to give you a shout, make sure this was working as it's supposed to. Okay, we'll let you go there, Randy. Continue filling it. VE5RJM, VA5 Tango Mike.
Good morning, Brad. Victor Echo 7, Tango Echo Tango, Pitt Meadows. Victor Echo 7, Tango Echo Tango, Pitt Meadows. Nothing heard. V7TT clear.